Hey, what makes you stay positive all day?
Well, I hope you don't mind. This will be brief. Let me share five, I guess, tips you can say that keep me positive all day. And I actually start very early in the morning with prayer. I believe that you cannot start your day off without giving thanks to God for just waking up in the morning, right?
Right.
So I start my day with prayer and meditation. So that's two. One, two. Prayer, meditation. And I meditate with the Insight Timer app. I love that app. By the way, shout out to all Insight Timer followers. I love them. I love Insight Timer. I believe in fitness. I believe that working out, it helps with so much, with stress, anxiety, weight loss, just feeling good about yourself mentally and physically. Fitness really makes a difference. I believe in working out 3 times a week, but I've been kicking it up a notch lately and working out about 4 to 5 times a week. But hey, that's just me right now. I have a goal and I'm, you know, trying to stick with it. Hey, who doesn't want a banging beach body in the summer, right? 2019 coming up. All right, so fitness and then eating right, because that also helps with what? Weight loss. So if you are in the time right now where you are really trying to work out well and eat right, that is the best way to go. As for me, I have been, you know, really being mindful of the things that have been going into my system. So that really helps, you know, staying away from some basically junk. I'm a snacker. I'm not even going to lie. I love to snack, but I know that it's not necessarily a good thing when you're snacking on oatmeal cream pies and honey buns and things that are not of any kind of nutrients. So think of the things that you are snacking on. You can snack, yes, but just I've been very mindful of the things I snack on. So that, I live right. And living right for me means surrounding myself with positive energy, surrounding myself with people that uplift me, that love me for who I am right now and who I've always been. I make sure that I put myself in that surrounding. Even on social media, y'all, I make sure that I filter the things that I see on my social media, the things that I put into my system, the things that I want to see on social media is what I see on social media, point blank period. If you do not want to see nonsense, you can filter it, y'all. You can unfollow, you can mute stories, you can do all that good stuff. Please do not believe the hype. You do not have to look at that stuff if you do not want to. Okay, so those are the things that I've been doing. And all of those things, prayer, meditation, fitness, eating right, living right, it all for me equals being happy. Staying happy, staying refreshed, staying recharged, staying good for the next day, and wanting to be a part of just life, what's going on in life. You have to live your life. You have to be happy. You have to find what makes you happy as a person. You cannot continue to put yourself and say, oh, this person makes me happy. No. This person includes to my happiness. They come into me being happy. They make me feel good. They make me feel fruitful. And those are the kind of people that I love to surround myself with. I cannot surround myself with people that are negative, that are not, you know, wanting more out of life. You can never really be content. You know, you can be content with the nail color that you just got on your nails, but you cannot be content with your life until you have to be happy. And being happy means evolving on a regular basis. Please don't give up. Please don't stop what you're doing. Sometimes we fail. I fail all the time. There's things that I fail at regularly, and I still find the time and I still find the strength really to just get up and continue to go. And you have to believe that that's the same thing that can happen for you. You cannot give up. You have to have something for yourself. You have to have some goals. You have to have some model, something that you look forward to for your life, for your happiness, for your well-being. You know, I am hosting a happiness journey workshop in May, and it's going to be in Houston. And I'd love to see you. If you could make it, that'd be awesome. You can find me at Affirmation101 on Instagram. You can find me at Affirmation Pro on Twitter. You can also email me whenever you'd like at affirmationpro@gmail.com. I'd appreciate if you would share this, if you would just share Affirmation 101 to the world, to the universe, so people can know that they can come here for just that 2-minute comfort that's needed, just to know that they are someone, that they are worthy of being someone, something, someone, somebody. Everybody needs this. Everybody needs to be uplifted, from baby to 99 to 112. They all need it. We all need it. We all need this. So please don't be afraid to subscribe, to give me a 5-star review. This is Modi Kuti, and I am Affirmation 101. I thank you very much for listening.